about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How you doing all out there? All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about. Want to talk about this kid who survived a shark bite. Friends came to the rescue. He was able to punch this shark in the face. Bravo. That's what we taught you how to handle it if you're being attacked by a shark. None of this jaw stuff and shooting at a scuba tank like they did in the movie. Many of us don't have a scuba tank available to do that. So got to teach you how to handle yourself if a shark comes after you. Now that we're kind of in the summer and people swim a lot in their swimming pools, and you never know if a shark's going to come. Also talk about a new study saying drinking in moderation may be safe during pregnancy. Now they tell us. You know how many good night's sleeps I could have probably gotten if they allowed us to drink while we were pregnant and I didn't? All right. Looks like a woman got into a car accident. From what I understand, had some sort of traumatic brain injury and wakes up with foreign accent syndrome. This had happened a couple years ago to another lady where they just wake up and then they talk in a completely different accent. Would you like to go to Paris with me? Oh, you have a rush? I don't know. I can't speak French. But I've always wanted to have a French accent. I think that would make me sound a heck of a lot sexier. How did she get her French accent and is she freaked out by it? Then I want to talk about the red meat and diabetes risk link. Apparently, red meat, again, even though we've been knowing this for decades, has been linked to diabetes. Eating red meat. Now, that's the key word. They say eating red meat could be linked to diabetes. They're not saying anything about pulverizing and juicing it and drinking your steak in juice form. So we'll see if that's an option. Then we've been watching this case where a trucker had a prosthesis, a penis prosthesis, was stuck with an erection for 8 months. The jury yesterday found the doctor not negligent. We'll talk about that case and we'll try to figure out what the hell was going on at month 7.5 and why it took 8 months for something to even be done in the first place. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. While I was preparing for my show last night, I got really upset with this one. And maybe you guys could tell me what's going on, because this makes no sense to me and it infuriates me. There's an 8th grader. Have you guys heard about this? An 8th grader was wearing an NRA t-shirt. Okay, National Rifle Association t-shirt. I mean, you know, my husband's a part of the NRA. We get stickers and bumper stickers and, you know, paraphernalia and stuff, right? T-shirts. So this kid was wearing an NRA t-shirt to school. I guess, and again, correct me if I'm getting the story wrong. He was asked by his school to change his clothes or to remove his t-shirt. And the kid refused. I don't blame him. Okay? He gets suspended. Now he is possibly facing a year jail time as well as a $500 fine. Why? Where's the freedom of speech? There was no cuss words on this shirt. There was nothing foul. From what I understand, it just says NRA. What am I missing here? And then I guess my next question to these liberal school officials is, if somebody had a shirt that said smart car, would they also have that kid remove his smart car shirt? I'm kind of confused by this. Where is our freedom of speech? Am I the only one that keeps looking at all these cases going, there's no freedom of speech? The only time you have freedom of speech is if it's on the side of the majority, maybe? And if liberals are the majority? I don't get this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is coming from the Washington Times. The judges cleared a way for a related police issue to move forward in court against the boy Jared Markham. The case started in April when Jared refused to remove his National Rifle Association t-shirt. A Logan City police officer responded to the scene to assist administrators and pressure the boy to remove his shirt. No, there was no blood on the shirt. There was no, I mean, unless I'm missing something more about this t-shirt. Officer James Atkins said Jared wouldn't stop talking and was officially charged with obstructing an officer. So now trying to defend yourself and protect your First Amendment rights is now considered obstructing an officer. Now, this kind of blows my mind because our police force are usually a lot more level-headed, okay, whether they're right-leaning or not, okay? They know, most of these guys know not to trample on our constitutional and First Amendment rights. They know to. So, like I said, maybe I'm missing something in this story, all right? I usually trust how our police force has to manage things. I don't understand why the policeman didn't just turn to the school saying it's a shirt, let him wear the shirt. All right. Apparently, in a June 13th hearing, the judge said that they are allowing the prosecution to move forward. The boy is due for another court hearing on July 11th. If his attorney can't get the charges dismissed, he could face up to a $500 fine and a year in jail. Now, the family is thinking the judge is going to have to drop this. This is the most ridiculous thing ever heard. But maybe not. Are we now living in a time where you cannot wear anything that is right-leaning? I mean, NRA. Why is that disturbing? Just because somebody wears an NRA t-shirt doesn't mean Sandy Hook Elementary is going to happen all over again. In fact, the shooting in Oregon was stopped by somebody who was a concealed carry and pulled the gun on the shooter. Then the shooter decided to shoot himself. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, oh, did you guys hear about that? There's a community, I think, in Oregon called Glock Block. Yeah, rather than Neighborhood Watch, they got signs saying Glock Block. Why can't we protect ourselves? Why can't we just wear t-shirts? And I mean, what happens if somebody wore a Dr. Dahlia t-shirt? Are you kidding me? 5 years in jail? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. A big shout out to all our listeners on XM Radio Channel 244, as well as Talk Superstation, KDWN, and all our affiliates out there. We're going to be having Bobby from Squatty Potty on air a little bit later. I cannot wait to talk to you guys about this. I don't talk about a lot of products on this show because there's not a lot of products I really like and not a lot of things out there that I think works. This sucker works. It does. And so for me to do an interview on my show, then you know this is something that is kind of worth hearing about because a lot of us have some issues with constipation, have issues with hemorrhoids, etc. This sucker works. I've tried it. I'll let you guys know about it. But let's talk about this penile implant case. Okay. Apparently it took jurors less than 2 hours to decide no negligence was committed by the doctor in the penile implant procedure that left a Newark truck driver with an 8-month erection. Attorney Michael Hayden said he and his client were stunned. All right. Daniel Metzger, had apparently given pretty a pretty good testimony on what had happened. Apparently, he had opted for a penile implant prosthesis after he tried everything else to treat erectile dysfunction. And we've talked about it's like an inflatable penile implant that has these cylinders that are put inside the shaft of the penis. There's this little fluid reservoir underneath the abdominal wall. The pump is inside the scrotum, so he's able to pump pressure into the area, allowing an erection. Now, he got the prosthesis removed in August 2010 after tubing from the device punctured his scrotum during a family trip to Niagara Falls. All right. Now, where I'm so confused is how did this go on for 8 months? Now, the trucker, Hayden, had suggested to the jury that Dr. Thomas Desperito and his former partners did not review hospital charts, informing them that his penis was swollen and erect immediately during the December 2009 implant. He said the doctor didn't see Metzger for almost 2 months following the surgery, and that led to more complications. Yet the doctor's attorney said the hospital charts were prepared by people unfamiliar with penile implants. She said Desperito and his former partners were familiar with the prosthesis installation and were certain that the patient was not erect right after the surgery. So this is more of a he said type of thing. I guess two doctors from the practice did see the patient following the surgery, and Metzger was seen at Desperito's practice by a physician assistant. Shields suggested Metzger should have known something was wrong after he had the surgery when the scrotum swelled to the size of a volleyball. See, this is crazy. Again, how did all this go on all this time? Instead, he didn't report anything was amiss until April. Then when Desperito told him the implant may need to come out, Metzger didn't do anything until August when the tubing broke through the flesh. And the patient accused the doctor of insisting on $10,000 before he would do anything. So my guess is if the jury said, nah, this isn't the doctor's fault, my guess is there was some sort of documentation saying they offered to do something. If the patient had declined, sometimes there it is, dead in the water. The only thing is, if the patient said, but wait a second, I didn't have the money to do it, well then, I mean, this isn't making sense. All right, I apologize. People are trying to text me on this. You guys could call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. All right, I'm sorry about that. Okay, so anyway, the jury of 6 men and 6 women deliberated for about 45 minutes on Friday and just under an hour Monday morning when they sent out a note asking to see a model of the penile implant. But Superior Court Judge Jane Brady was attempting to gather attorneys to prepare to answer the question. The jury forewoman informed the bailiff that they had already reached the verdict. And that was it. Okay, so, all right, for all of you guys, again, you know, I know it's hard for me to be objective about this because I am a doctor, but I also love my trucker folk, and I love my patients. So this is what I would definitely recommend, okay? When something like this happens, because the big question here is, and again, we're not getting all the details, if you have something go wrong, you want the doctor to fix that said something that went wrong, and the doctor says it's going to take $10,000. Now, my guess is the jury would not have found him negligent if that was the case. Okay, because if that's the case, the doctor probably would have been fried pretty badly on that one. Okay, so if he had documentation, look, let's take you in, let's do this, and the patient said, no, I don't want that, then the doctor's cleared. He offered to do something, it wasn't done. Okay, then, you know, you lose recourse. But if you had, if he had said, all right, here we are, we're at day 5, do something. We're at day 15, do something. And the doctor said you got to shell out another $10,000. What you do in that particular situation is you, A, contact another doctor, and you see him for a second opinion, okay? Number two is you can, that's a tough one. Here's an example of where it's not as cut and dry, although I thought it was going to be cut and dry before I started going into this. All right, let's say somebody gets a breast implant. They get a breast implant, and they don't like the way it looks. They don't like that they look bigger than they wanted to, or they don't think it's big enough, Okay? You can't keep going back to the surgeon saying, I don't like it now, I want another. I don't like it now, I want another. All right, so that particular case, yeah, the doctor's going to say, look, if you want something different, then, you know, pay us because we'll go back in, et cetera. But if you have something that punctures something, all right, or you have something emergent, okay, usually the doctor will go in and it won't charge, he won't charge $10,000 for that. I mean, if you're having a medical emergency, that has to be done urgently. Where I'm thinking we're kind of missing something on this case is where I'm actually stumped. I've never been stumped. I don't know. You know, maybe avoid the penile implants for now. I don't know. It's a shame. This shouldn't have happened. This just shouldn't have happened. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Listen, I give advice. It doesn't mean it's good advice. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Let me see if I can do a better job with this teenager. All right. Who is recovering from being bitten by a shark. He was only standing in waist-deep water at a Texas beach. Surfside Beach Assistant Police Chief Greg Biso says the 15-year-old boy was with a group Monday afternoon when a shark bit him on the left leg. The teenager decided to punch the shark with his left hand. Now, the shark ended up biting his hand, but sometimes if you can nail that shark in the eye, you could possibly scare him enough to get the hell out of there. Apparently, the teenager sustained cuts to his leg and his hand. He was taken by a helicopter to a Houston hospital. The boy's injuries, thank the Lord, were not life-threatening. They have no idea what kind of shark bit the teen. His name has not been released. This located at Surfside Beach, 60 miles south of Houston. All right, so sharks. We talk about sharks, okay? I'm very scared of sharks. I've seen Jaws multiple times. I've seen Jaws 1, 2, 3, 4. I can't watch them anymore because I just don't like to see people die from fish, right, or be pulled underwater with fish. But, you know, sharks don't usually want to hunt you down, okay? Usually sharks have to be provoked. Like, if you don't bug the bee won't bug you, all right? But for those of you that think that a shark is coming at you, you got to stay away from shark-infested waters. They do like murky, they do like estuaries, they like areas where freshwater fish come in that mix with the saltwater type of thing. Those are like delicacies. Those are kind of yummy. But of course they don't live in freshwater, they live in saltwater, but sometimes they hang out there where the waters meet. Just, you know, always check your coastal warnings. Okay, there's always sites that give you the latest scoop on coastal warnings. Sometimes there's even a sign that has the little triangle shark. They say also avoid steep drop-offs and areas between sandbars. WikiHow gives us some beautiful pictures of what some of this could look like. Definitely avoid sewage areas, okay? Again, you know, you shouldn't really be swimming in polluted water anyway. If there's heavy fishing activity, sharks love to hang out by fishermen. They do, okay? Because there's bait, there's blood when the fish gets hooked, all right? That attracts fish. So if you think there's going to be blood in the water, if your girlfriend or your wife is having her period, swim miles away from her, okay? Or tell her to stay out of the water. No, listen, they like blood, I'm telling you. I mean, if you have no idea where you're swimming and you think there's sharks, right. Okay, then kind of know where you're swimming and know what sharks are in the area. Okay, if you're going to be off the beach of Florida, you need to know. All right? If you could carry a weapon, that's great. My husband always has a knife on him, so you could always stab the shark if you have to. Don't be wearing bright colored swimsuits. You got to stick to more dull. Okay? You know, dull, like the show. Don't go away. Dr. Dolly, a swimsuit. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Listen up, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it. and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, oh my gosh, there's still so much I want to talk to you guys about. We're going to be having Bobby from Squatty Potty. Come on, I know many of you have been wondering what that product is, why it's so good. I'm a huge fan of Squatty Potty, so at the next segment, we're going to be talking about that. We have two real important studies to tell you guys right now. Many of you take Lipitor, Crestor, statin medications. There's an antibiotic I warned you guys about 3-4 years ago, saying stay away from this major class of antibiotics with the exception of one if you were taking statin medication, Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, etc. And that group of medications were the myosins, like clarithromycin, erythromycin. Z-Pak, however, is still okay. But we do not want you to take clarithromycin, which is like Bioxin or Bioxin XL, or erythromycin when you take statin medications, cholesterol medications. The reason why is erythromycin and clarithromycin, albeit they are phenomenal antibiotics and work, years ago were found to interfere with the metabolism of some of these medications and possibly cause the cholesterol medication to reach high, even toxic doses in the blood. That could cause kidney damage, even death. Now, I haven't seen personally any deaths from this, thank the Lord. I just don't write a lot of clarithromycin and erythromycin. Now, some of you may say, well, this doesn't really, you know, relate to me. I don't really take antibiotics when I get sick. How many of you have been treated for H. pylori? Remember H. pylori, the bacteria that could be found in your GI system, especially stomach, small intestine, where it could put you at risk for ulcers, possibly gastric cancer? One of my favorite medications for these is called the Prev Pack, where you have Prevacid, you have amoxicillin, you have clarithromycin. The clarithromycin, it works. I mean, it is a phenomenal antibiotic. But if you guys are taking cholesterol medication, you really shouldn't mix the two. Okay? Now, let's say the doctor prescribed it for you. Worst case scenario, well, maybe you could, you know, I don't like telling you to stop your cholesterol medication because it does give you daily protection. I would talk to your doctor. Now, again, this isn't something that I don't want you to panic. I know many of you had been given a Prev Pack while you're on your cholesterol medication. Knock on wood, you're fine. But the researchers are saying, please avoid it. Z-Pak, azithromycin, is in this family. But they say it's okay. It's safer because it doesn't have that interference with the metabolism like those other medications do. They looked at 144,000 statin users over the age of 65. They compared Z-Pak to the other medications, and they found that, of course, the Z-Pak was safe. The other medicines, some possible hospitalizations for muscle damage, there was a 0.25% increased risk of death. So I just wanted to make sure you guys knew about that very important study. We talked about that on our show years ago. Not new to a lot of my avid listeners, but for those of you that are new, that's pretty important. Another thing that's a very important development is this HPV vaccine, Gardasil, Cervarix, which we use for girls between 12 and 25 years old to prevent HPV. In Japan, they have suspended recommending it to girls age 12 to 16. From what we understand, they said the girls could still get the vaccination for free if they want, but the medical institutions in Japan must now inform them beforehand that the Japanese ministry does not recommend it. Now, the Japanese government had subsidized the use of it ever since 2010, right, because it's supposed to, prevent cervical cancer, etc. But now they're saying there has been some issues where there could be some side effects. They say the Cervarix, which is given a lot in Europe, there's been 245.1 side effects per 1 million uses. The Gardasil, 155.7 side effects per 1 million uses. So they have a task force that's looking at what's going on. There's been reports of pain. There's been reports of numbness. I believe there's one case of somebody being, I don't want to use the word paralyzed permanently, but temporary, to the point where they had to be in a wheelchair. Actually, here's another one. Mike Matsusufi's daughter was vaccinated with Cervarix in 2011, subsequently lost her ability to walk, is now confined to a wheelchair. And so this group wants, you know, HPV vaccines halted and looked at. HPV vaccination has overall been safe. Yes, there have been reports of issues. And doctors in the medical community have been watching this pretty closely. Our government is still recommending that it get done. We're still recommending, because again, the benefits outweigh the risks. But my problem is those one or two that get hurt. I don't even want one getting hurt. You know, it makes me nervous. It always makes me nervous. But thank God I've never had a patient or anybody that I've seen or worked with or family, friends, et cetera, that have had it have had an issue. But I just need to let you know that Japan right now is halting recommending it. They're not halting giving it, but they are halting recommending it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we've been telling you to not drink when you are pregnant. Even in the olden days, we used alcohol through an IV for preterm labor, and alcohol was actually therapeutic for certain pregnancy maladies. With fetal alcohol syndrome and issues with premature birth and abrupto placenta, with blood pressure spikes in the mom and hypertension in pregnancy and a variety of other things, doctors decide to play it safe and say just no alcohol. Well, now a recent study, okay, has said that actually drinking moderate amounts of alcohol don't have any neurodevelopmental effects on the baby. This is a new British study being reported by drugs.com. Researchers looked at the long-term health impact of drinking while pregnant by testing roughly 7,000 10-year-olds on their balancing abilities. You know what? I don't think my mom drank when I was pregnant, but I just could never balance. I remember being in gymnastics on the balance beam and always falling on my, you know, groin. It was horrible. Well, girls don't have groins, but you know what they have. Anyway, the research team cautioned, but other variables like maternal wealth and education might have also influenced the findings. They say there's no evidence that moderate amount of use in pregnant mums is good for their kids, and they do caution about, you know, using the study with a grain of salt, taking the study with a grain of salt. But many people have asked, you know, look, I drank before I realized I was pregnant. What do I do? Do I abort? I'm 3 months pregnant. No, you don't abort. All right. You know, we follow up the baby, you know, try not to drink anymore. How I look at it is don't put anything in your body that you don't have to. Okay. If you don't have to drink, don't. Okay. I mean, you know, drink some water, you know, get some fruit juice in you. But we've had many people who didn't know they were pregnant. They drank during first trimester. Then they found out they were pregnant. A lot of these babies come out fine. But fetal alcohol syndrome is some pretty serious stuff, and nobody wants to risk it. So I don't know if doctors are going to have the cojones to say, oh, yeah, go and drink. But some of the old-time docs do. They say, have a drink. Go ahead. But I can't do that yet. All right, because I've seen too many babies the other way, getting babies coming in with some issues. And, you know, I just kind of told the mom, going, did you really, really have to? I want to smack mom upside the head, some of these moms. I don't want to go into some of these stories. Some of them are really sad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be talking to Bobby from Squatty Potty coming up after the break. And then in the next hour, we need to talk about, again, our red meat consumption. To me, red meat is the only meat, but red meat does put us at risk for type 2 diabetes. Nothing that I know we want to hear, especially since I haven't eaten breakfast or lunch yet. I am starving. And looking at these pictures of a big, juicy piece of steak really looks yummy. And I don't have to worry about my bowels because I got Squatty Potty. Don't go away, guys. This is going to be a fun interview. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A couple years ago, and we discussed this again this year, on how many of us sit on the toilet incorrectly and how we as humans were never supposed to sit on an uncomfortable porcelain toilet the way we do and sit there and read the Inquirer or however we do it or play our blackjack on our smartphone. We're supposed to actually squat. And I have Robert Edwards here on the line with us, creator of Squatty Potty. I got to tell you, this is going to be what I'm giving everybody for Christmas this year. I love your product, Robert. How you doing out there?
Good. It makes a great gift. That was our busiest time last year was Christmas.
I love it. Okay, so you are the creator of Squatty Potty. Tell everybody what it is.
So, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we're designed to squat to eliminate, but, you know, the modern day toilet requires we sit. And, you know, while sitting to do our business is considered civilized, you know, studies show that natural squat position, you know, actually improves our ability to eliminate. So most people can't squat. Americans, we've lost our ability to squat. In fact, we created the Squatty Potty for my mother who, you know, had some colon issues herself and some elimination issues. Mm-hmm. And we found out the concept of squatting, but, you know, she's 65, she can't squat. So we created a stool that simulates the squat position while allowing you to use your toilet comfortably, you know, really comfortably, and but still gives the efficacy of squatting. So it's comfortable, yet you get the health benefits of squatting.
Exactly. And you know, you bring up a phenomenal subject of how we have trouble squatting. I mean, I just turned 42, and my husband's going to buy me another Squatty Potty for the other toilet for my birthday, by the way. And the reason why I have trouble squatting is because of my knees. It's not a balance issue. I still have my balance, although the older you get, you lose balance. But it's the knees. And what blows my mind is even with this, no knee pain. It didn't even bother my knees. I mean, how you created this, I mean, did you use scientists? How did you figure out the angle to do this?
Well, we did a lot of research. So we do have a friend who is a gastroenterologist who was a, you know, kind of a friend that helped me with it, and a friend that's a chiropractor that helped me with it, and a massage therapist. We did a lot of prototypes, right?
Right.
So essentially we had, you know, we started with phone books, and then we moved to some other different things, and, you know, we designed some different things, and we had a neighbor actually really helped me construct it the most, you know, actually, you know, physically make it. And so we just prototypes and whatever was the most comfortable. And mom was the one who tested it. You know, she was the one with the chronic constipation and, you know, what she calls a lazy colon, because after years of not functioning correctly, her peristalsis had slowed, and she just was not able to pass, you know, stools effectively. So the Squatty Potty was essentially, you know, created to help her. And
did,
you know,
did
it
your mom
so well? She wanted more for friends.
Did your mom let you videotape her? Oh, okay. Did your mom let you videotape her for the commercials?
She is on the commercial.
I know. You know, it's funny. My kids wanted to see me use it. So I got my Squatty Potty. I put it in the bathroom. They're like, Mom, let me see. And I'm like, well, I got to, like, get on the bathroom. But I was able to wear a dress just to kind of show them. And then I'm like, now get out of here so I can do my business. But it really is intriguing. But the funny thing is it's small. It's not like it's a contraption built on the toilet. It's not like you have to go through installation. It's pretty easy.
Oh no, it's simple. It's simple, and it's very inexpensive. You know, right now they're $24 on our website. They're not. It's not in.
Oh, we lost you, Robert. You there?
No, and it's built to last. You know, they're built. We make them in the United States. We make them here in Utah. So, you know, they're well designed, well built thing. But it's really, really simple.
Okay, sweet, sweet, and you know, $24.99. That is cheap. Honestly, it is. What blows my mind is, again, we lose our balance, we lose our ability, you know, we lose a lot of things as we kind of get older. Even when you're tired, it's easy. And in fact, I've had people that say they just, you know, want to even travel with it. And I'm not saying this to do a commercial or to do a sales pitch. My problem as a doctor is I don't know what else to encourage people to do besides their fiber, besides what they eat, to help them with some of their bowel movements, because this quote-unquote lazy colon is a real thing. And this is finally something that mechanically can help them. It's brilliant.
Yeah. You know, we talk about fiber, we talk about diet, we talk about all those things that are, you know, traditionally meant to help us with elimination, but nobody's talking about proper, alignment and proper posture. And that's what our goal and mission here is at Squatty Potty, is to talk about the posture, to talk about how to assume the correct position to effectively eliminate quickly, easily, and more complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other diseases that come along with not being able to do that correctly.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And that's why I want to move into hemorrhoids. Now, hemorrhoids affect a lot of us. Nobody wants to admit it. I'm very open about it. Hemorrhoids and me. In fact, it should probably be on my website because it just goes like hand in hand. Dr. Dolly Show, Dr. Dolly Hemorrhoids. But since the Squatty Potty, no hemorrhoids. It shows you how positioning, and, you know, just to recap for everybody, hemorrhoids is where you have a form of pressure that causes the veins in that rectal area to collapse, the vein valves, such that you get that outpouching of the veins. And I attribute those to improper positioning as well and forcing to push because you're in an improper position.
Right, straining. It all goes back to the strain. The straining, you know, the straining to go is, and when with the squatting, you know, have you talked about the mechanics of how it works and, you know, that little muscle that relaxes when you squat and opens up the colon? I don't know, you know, the puborectalis muscle is there to maintain continence. And it has a reason, you know, but we can't control it voluntarily. We have to squat to relax that puborectalis muscle. When that puborectalis muscle is relaxed, the colon opens and elimination becomes easier.
Exactly. So if people want to get one of these, what's the best way to do it?
SquattyPotty.com. It's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
We're available at SquattyPotty.com. We're also available on Amazon.
Yeah.
So get your best price at SquattyPotty.com.
Okay.
But if you are an Amazon, you know, super prime member, get free shipping and you'll get it in 2 days. So, you know, either place is great.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, this is a great gift. Nobody wants soap on
it's
a
awesome
rope.
Gift.
Nobody wants ashtrays anymore. They want something practical. And I'm a huge fan. I'm endorsing this product. I love it. Robert, anything you want to share with everybody before we let you go? I know you're a busy man.
No, you know, it works. It really works. We're helping. I get the call daily from people that it's changed their life and something so simple. They never knew about it. We've opened their eyes to a whole new way of going. And we're changing lives, and I'm really proud of it.
I'm excited. You did good. You've done good. Robert Edwards from Squatty Potty, thank you so much for joining us. We'll definitely have you back.
Dahlia. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Can I also add that some of my patients with back issues, no problems with this. I know many of you think, okay, wait a second, I have a squatting issue because of low back pain. No issues with the low back pain because, again, it's more of a natural position for your body, and you're still on the toilet seat the whole time. Okay, so you're not in thin air. You're not hanging from the shower. You're in the potty on the toilet, but the Squatty Potty helps position you a little bit better. It's actually a piece of cake. I'm just sorry I don't have any video footage of me being on there. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As we move into the next hour, there are blood tests that can actually detect sexually transmitted oral cancers. They have been able to come up with a blood test that picks up on antibodies to the HPV virus. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about the diabetes and red meat link. I've been trying to get you all to cut back on some of the red meat that you eat. Even though I love red meat, I'm not turning anybody vegan. I promise you all I won't do that. But I think we do need to start cutting back on some of the red meat we eat. I think we've all known that. We're going to have to sink our teeth into that story. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.